This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Raceway, Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Pella Corporation, the City of Pella, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Pella Feed Service. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Great Western Bank, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, U.S. Bank in Pella, McCall Monument, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Don's Heating and Cooling, Melcher Dallas School District, the Book Vault of Oskaloosa, and West End Auto. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Pella man who served in Vietnam continues to serve the public and veterans today. Let's go in-depth with Mike Kuhn with the Marion County Veterans Affairs Office. Mike, when did you go into the service?
I went into the service after my first year of college in 1966.
66, that was the Vietnam War was starting to heat up, is that right? Was it hot and heavy then?
It was on then. It started.
What branch of the service did you serve in?
I joined the United States Army.
And what rank did you rise to?
I retired in 95 as Sergeant Major.
And the Sergeant Major rank, tell us a little bit about that and why that's special.
Well, you have 9 ranks in the enlisted side of the Army, and if you can attain up to Sergeant Major, you've attained as high as you can possibly earn, and it makes not only for a good retirement, but it also affords you some opportunities that you wouldn't have at lower levels.
Like what?
Well, like a sergeant major equates to basically a major lieutenant colonel when you're on duty. And so my last assignment was at the Army Materiel Command in Washington, D.C., and also the Chief of Chaplain's Office in the Pentagon. So when I'd go out for my time in the summer working on mobilization planning, I would be more or less just escorted around and updated on the newest and most viable mobilization plans that they had available at those locations.
Well, and when the guys that were in the military speak, they speak with deep respect of you and your position as Sergeant Major.
It's correct, but I still like them when they just come in and say, "Hi, Sarge."
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by DeHeisen Carpentry, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Marion County Auto Body, Carter Construction Services and Management, the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill, Pella Historical Society and Blue Star Museums, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Dowie Pest Control, and American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agent. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Houston's on Main, Vanco Camper Rentals, Jim and Susan Hicks Family, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, Central College, Marion County Fair Association, the City of Pleasantville, and Dandy Farms.
I continued my conversation with Mike Kuhn about his time in the service. And so you went to Vietnam?
Yes.
And so you were what, 20?
20.
20. So can you tell us about your first experiences?
Well, my first experiences, when I first went, I went in to be an admin type, and I went in to, and I selected to be what we call a chaplain assistant. And in basic training, a disc jockey from Oklahoma and I applied with about 30 others, and they selected us two to go on to chaplain assistant school at Fort Ord, California. Upon graduating, the top nine of us got to go to Vietnam. So we thought we were the unholy nine at that time. But anyway, I went to Vietnam, checked in, got assigned to a combat engineer battalion up in the Pleiku Highlands, and started my job as a chaplain assistant, which consisted of admin work, driving the chaplain wherever he wanted to go, and be his bodyguard.
And I'm presuming at that time in the war, things were hot and heavy, and you were in peril.
Well, let's just put it this way. We did see quite a bit of action up in the highlands, and that was just before the big Tet Offensive in 1967. So basically, on November 11, ironically, of that year, the chaplain and I were traveling with a work party of engineers from Pleiku, Kontum, up to Dok Tho, where we were building an airstrip. And we were ambushed by a company of NVA regulars. There were about 21 of us in the party that day, and nine of us didn't make it out. The chaplain and I were fortunate. We had an old sergeant in a vehicle ahead of us, a Korean War veteran, and he got us shooting back right away, got us operating the way we were trained. And we were seeing enemy around. I know that I had, on the other side of the chaplain, one NVA guy stood up. I shot him, and then we went on throwing a few grenades, and eventually we worked our way out, helping some wounded people evacuate to a near what we called an Arvin post. And we had a helicopter come in and evacuated one individual, and eventually went back down to the ambush site when it was all cleared by the 4th Infantry Division. And I guess you might say I became a real veteran on Veterans Day in 1967.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by HCI Hospice Care Services, VHR Used Cars, Homestead Assisted Living of Knoxville, Hubes Garage, 3M, Smith's Body Shop, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, Extras Consignment, and Raceway Tire and Exhaust. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Garden & Associates Engineers and Surveyors, The Coffee Connection, Recon Tex of Central Iowa, Josh McKenna, Tent Maker Real Estate, Two Rivers Cooperative, the Pella Hy-Vee, Dairy Queen, Marion County Rural Water, and Mobility.
I continued my conversation with Mike Kuhn about his time in the service. One can't possibly imagine what it was like in such a situation unless you've been there. What might we not know about being in that situation that you think we should know?
Well, it happens fast, but the thing you should know if you're in that situation is to respond with whatever training you've learned. Basically, the first thing you do if you're in a situation like that in the military is you get down. You don't stand up to look around to see what's going on, or you're liable to get shot, and some did. But it's just, you're too scared to do anything else. Your adrenaline's flying high. You're seeing things that may be there, may not be there. You're just reacting to the best training that you'd received. I had tracer rounds going by me. I had gas leaking from my Jeep. I had three or four dud mortar rounds hit where I was at, and they didn't go off. God was with me, obviously. Saved the chaplain's life. We got out of there, and the rest is history.
How'd you save the chaplain's life?
Just by shooting a person that was close to him and defending him, because chaplains at that time did not carry weapons.
I bet he was frightened.
Yes, we all were. And they topped that off. I ran around into some elephant grass a little later on during that ambush. And up in front of me, really close, about 2 feet away, was a .45 pointing at my face from a medic who had a wounded guy coveted there in the grass, protecting him. And luckily, he recognized me as not the enemy.
Well, yeah, I guess instincts would take over, and you could hurt somebody that you didn't intend to.
Sure you could. It can happen very easily, and it does happen.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you by Culver's Appella, the leading edge builders of Oskaloosa, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, Krause Cafe, Whiskas Group Estate and Retirement Planning, and Sundance Realty. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, DFS Feed of Oskaloosa, Klein's Quick Time, Raleigh's Grill and Lucas, and Pella Realty Group.
I continued my conversation with Mike Kuhn about his time in the service.
Is this hard to talk about?
Not anymore. What bothers me in relationship to a PTSD scenario or something like that, I stayed in kind of bloody clothes for 2 or 3 days, and if you haven't ever had that experience, it gets pretty raunchy. It's just you can't wait to get back where you can change some clothes and be halfway normal. And that affected me in later years. I remember cleaning a pheasant, for example, at a creek bottom one time. And as I was doing that, I got blood on my hands and myself. And I started feeling sick as a repercussion of past years of that experience. So it can affect you. But I think pretty much I'm well over that. It's basically history. I still communicate with the chaplain that I was with in Vietnam. He's in the Chicago area, retired from Tyndale Publishers, and we visit periodically, and so I think we both overcome the problem that we had that day.
So do you think you had PTSD?
Oh, yes, I do have some PTSD. I'm service-connected for that, but I don't have it to where it causes me depression, anxiety, stress. It does affect sometimes my temperament and how fast I make decisions. But so far, I've been married about 49 years, and so I think I'm going to make it.
Well, and you've built a successful career, too.
Along the way, yes.
Any other times, events in your service that you'd like to share with us?
I had a great time in the service. I had some good assignments. I've been on several general commands. I was stationed after Vietnam in Redstone Arsenal, so I got to be around a missile command. I went to Europe for 3 years, back to Arlington National Cemetery to run funerals and administer the Fort Myer Chapel for 3 years before I got out. And that was all really very good stuff. And then a lot of reserve time, teaching, still staying with the chaplaincy except for doing some education teaching and getting first sergeant experience at a public affairs office and moving right along. And I stayed with the chaplain's regiment those years and had just a really good time, met a lot of neat people, and enjoyed my service immensely.
Any advice for young people thinking about joining the service?
I would advise them to check all branches out. I'm partial to the Army simply because I'm Army, but it's a good way to train, stay in shape, get a good education before you launch out into life cycle as you get older.
Let's go back in time. If you were 20 years old again, would you do it again?
I think so. I think so. My first year of college wasn't the best year of my life, although I could have gone back to college that year, but I've always kind of been military in my mind, wanting to be in the service, so I don't think I would change that a bit.
Is there anything that I don't know enough to ask, something that you'd like to share that didn't dawn on us as part of this conversation?
Well, you're known to cover things pretty well, Bob. So I guess what I would say is I would encourage and continue to encourage all the people that come into my office here at the courthouse for Veteran Affairs benefits to spread that word around that I'm available. I'm here to serve veterans of this county. And I would still praise, and as I acknowledge sometimes at the flag-raising ceremonies, I so appreciate the support that we get from the people of Marion County for the veterans that live here. They have no idea how much that means.
Thanks to Mike Kuhn for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.